Welcome back to the program, 7:39. Tom and I are having a food discussion. And I let him know while I was down south over the weekend, I ate my weight in grits.
Yeah, he gorged himself on grits, and now he's back here eating granola bars that are part of the what? The Atkins diet or something? Or
Kind of. I'm getting back into it. I've got to ease back into it. Oh, heavens, yes. Cheese and bacon, baby.
Cheese and bacon grits.
Cheese and bacon grits. You put them with a couple fried eggs.
Of course.
And some biscuits and apple butter. Ugh. If you haven't had it, you ain't living. I'm just saying. All right, so it's a time of morning where we take a look at some of the criminals in the news that, well, may or may not be the smartest tools in the shed.
Any from Florida today?
Let's find out. I don't have a lot of details on this particular story, but apparently yesterday afternoon a report went out on the police scanners in Los Angeles that a dead body was spotted in some bushes along the side of a freeway. There was a lot of area to cover, so the LAPD started a massive hunt for the dead body. They even called in air support to help the search. It was called off in about an hour when the officers found out that it was not a dead body. It was, however, a large Simpsons doll in the bushes. Unfortunately, I don't even know which Simpsons character it was. Let's go with Homer, shall we?
I could see how something similar happened to me.
You found a dead body in your...
Nope, I was driving home. It was a scarecrow from someone's field. It was in the road in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I drove past. It was in the other lane. I thought, is that a body? I saw pants, shoes, shirt. Someone's lying in the road there.
And you called authorities?
No, I stopped. I turned around and went back.
Ooh.
And I said, oh, that's...
That's how carjackers work.
No, that's not a body.
Well, I probably would have done the same thing, only I would have drawn...
Ran it over.
Oh. No, I would have drawn mine. Oh. And approached, you know, in a very cautious manner. 58-year-old Richard Dameron of Cleveland, Ohio, was arrested back in February after repeatedly called 911 and threatened to kill a retired police officer named Jim Simone. Cleveland Municipal Court judge named Pinky Carr.
What, in front of Judge Pinky? Really?
Yeah. Now, hear ye, all rise, Pinky's in session.
We had an industrial arts teacher in junior high whose nickname was Pinky.
Tuscadero? anyway, Pinky Carr sentenced him to wear a sign in public that basically called himself an idiot. So this week, every day, Richard has been out in front of the police station in Cleveland with the sign. The sign reads, quote, "I apologize to Officer Simone and all police officers for being an idiot, calling and threatening to kill you. I'm sorry, and it will never happen again."
All right, if you ever got in trouble and had a large fine, would you trade that by standing in public with a sign on the side of the road? How about you? Would you say, all right, well, forgive the fine, you don't have to pay the $1,000, but you got to stand out there for a full day with a sign on you?
I wouldn't do anything that stupid that would...
Maybe on the back of the sign it says, make sure you listen to the Wisconsin Morning News.
That's right. We'll humiliate ourselves for ratings only.
Sure, I'll stand out there on Valentine's Day in a diaper with a bow and arrow, but I'm not standing out there with it. No, I really
stand out there as the Statue of Liberty on tax day.
Oh, God. You guys that are doing that job, may God bless you, but that's got to be the worst.
Radio advertising is far more reasonably priced than that.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, Tom, this one's for you.
Okay.
On Sunday night, police in Nova Scotia pulled over a guy for driving without his headlights on.
Uh-huh.
And his front and back seats were filled with 20 marijuana plants. There were so many. Get this. There were so many plants.
How many were there?
How many, dude?
That his best friend was riding in the trunk in order to make room for all of the weed.
The important things first. There's a story now I just read on the national news that they think that the Rim Fire in California was started by an illegal marijuana operation.
Yeah.
What the heck?
There's just one guy who's saying that. And, of course, the fire covers hundreds of fire districts now.
And there's also a story about a pot grower that was killed, nearly decapitated, by his own booby trap.
Nice.
Never
forgot it was there.
Uh-huh. It's a...
Wow.
It's like, dude, I knew I've got some shwing.
Right. I must have set this up when I was sober.
Whoa. Dude. <You know? laughs> And last but not least, on Saturday night, a 21-year-old guy in Arkansas hit out in a Kmart Why, you ask?
Why, we ask?
He wanted to have free reign of the place after it closed in order to huff cans of air duster. The plan worked.
This is the stuff you spray your computer keyboard with to get the gunk out of it?
Canned air, but that's what he wanted to do. The plan worked. He inhaled 16 cans.
Does this get you high?
Yeah. And then passed out in his own vomit and pee.
Because there's a chemical in there that forces the air up through the can.
Cleaning crew found him the next morning face down in his own filth. And if that doesn't make you feel bad, what will?
Oh, goody.
This.
It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, we start out with the entertainment news, even though she once said she hated doing Playboy. Kim Kardashian now says she wants to pose nude again. So that's great news for the one single lost tribesman in the Amazon rainforest who still hasn't seen Kardashian naked.
You don't think when you're a mother that someday your kid is going to see the spread that you posed for?
Wow. She doesn't care. Someone tried to attack Justin Bieber at a Toronto nightclub. Police say when they catch the guy, they'll charge him with having the right idea. Simon Cowell says he refuses to change diapers. Probably why he left American Idol just before Steven Tyler showed up. Hayden Panettiere she's getting a tattoo that says "Live Without Regrets" removed. I certainly hope she's replacing it with one that reads "I Love Irony." Beyonce turns 32 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was older.
She has requested that all guests at her party leave birthday presents to the left. To the left.
Don't say that in front of her or Jay-Z. I thought she was older. Oh, man. Yeah, that's the wrong thing to say.
Joe Camel would not be happy. From news around the United States and abroad, John Boehner is supporting President Obama's call to bomb Syria. In exchange, he wants half of the Nobel Peace Prize. And on the naughty side, according to a new sex survey, Indians from India have the least sex. Croatians have the most. Indians have the least amount of sex because it's surprisingly hard to have a casual encounter after eating curry for 3 days straight. And there, my friends, has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
All right, stop what you're doing. Even if commuting, here's a song about Wednesday, hump day. Rainy or sunny, you go to work to make money. See, today is Wednesday's what it happens to be, so gather round. Don't you be wearing no frown, you're loving the sound of this hump day, get down. Any work that you got, put it right up on the shelf, and let's now enjoy ourselves and celebrate Wednesday. So move your hump now this way and that way. Come on and jingle those pants, come and take a chance, and let's do the hump day dance.
The hump day dance, here's your chance to do the hump day.
Hump day.
Oh, it's Wednesday.